Avodah Yerushalmi, correspond to Avodah Zohar Bavli, Daf Nun Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Choftes Amad Aleph, and it's 8 lines up from the Mishnah with the words Shimon Bar Chiya. Shimon Bar Chiya have a masni lechiya bar rav nochi meimasai oise yai nefech amalei mishyodeya betiv Avodah Zohar. Apik Rabbi Yosha mechilta amalei hadad ad amma belei keach avodim min anochi avor hanochi ad smoi ben yoimoi oise yai nefech. Shimon bar Chiya was learning with Chiya bar Rav, who asked him, from what age does a Gentile turn wine into Yai Nesech? Rav Shimon bar Chiya answered, from when he understands the nature of idolatry. Rav Yosha introduced a brisa that in the law of Yai Nesech that differentiates between whether or not one understands the nature of idolatry, but only when a Jew buys slaves from a Gentile. And the brisa teaches that one who buys slaves from a Gentile who had already been circumcised but had not immersed in a mikveh, the adult slaves who understand the nature of idolatry make the Jews wine Nesech. Young slaves who don't understand this do not make wine Nesech. However, a Gentile himself, even from one day old, can make Yain Nesech. Nochi mal shiyasa befiv Yain Nesech. The question is, does a Gentile who drinks wine also make the remainders Nesech, as we assume that he intends to use the remaining wine for idolatry? With Ada b'shem Rulaza in Nochi oise Yain Nesech befiv. With Ada quoting Rulaza says, no, he does not, through his mouth, make it Yain Nesech. With Yimya b'shem Rabbi Yavo, Anochi oise Yain Nesech befiv, v'tani kein, Agunisus Shetam Minakois Oiminamineques Vahichse Lachavis. Also, Yimir, quoting Rabbi Yavo, said that he does make the remainders Nesech, because the Brisa teaches that an Aguninus, who is the government supervisor of measures, who tasted from a cup of wine, or he sucked wine from a bowl with a straw that pierces through the lid of the bowl, and he returned the remnants to the bowl, the wine in the bowl is prohibited. Adaitu Rabbi Ada b'shem Rabbi Loza, Ruzhi Hichse Anochi, Adaitu Rabbi Yimir b'shem Yavo, Vafilu Hichse Yisrael. According to Rav Ada, quoting Rav Elazar, it was a Gentile who returned it, but his drinking was not enough to make it prohibited. And according to Rav Yirmiyah, quoting Rabbi Yavo, even if a Jew returned it, it's prohibited because the remnants had become prohibited through his drinking.